With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Storytelling is an old and honorable trade, a vocation. And I'm a storyteller by vocation and by temperament and by nature. God meant me to be a storyteller.
That's Richard Adams, British-born author of The Plague Dogs, Shardik, and his newest, Maya. His first novel was Watership Down, a remarkable story of a band of rabbits facing extinction who set out on an epic search for a new home. When Richard Adams' daughters were young, he made up the tale while on a long automobile trip.
I began telling the story of the rabbits, which I improvised off the top of my head as we were driving along. Well, the story wasn't finished at the end of the car journey, so it had to be finished on morning trips to school.
It took 3 weeks for Adams to finish the tale for his daughters.
They said, "You ought to write that down, Daddy, you know, that's too good to waste."
One night later, Adams began to read a book to his daughters.
It was a very bad book, and finally I threw it across the room, and I said, "My God, I could write better than that myself."
His nine-year-old said, "I wish you would, Daddy."
I went out and bought some legal paper and began writing in the evenings, after supper, and lo and behold, after 18 months, there was Watership Down.
Which could not find a publisher.
The book was rejected 7 times in all. It was rejected by 4 publishers and 3 firms of authors' agents.
Finally, a tiny publishing house accepted Watership Down and put a review copy on every desk that mattered in London.
And then the reviews began. And then Watership Down never looked back from that moment.
Richard Adams' new novel, Maya, is more than 1,000 pages long. It's a tale set in a fantasy world in which a young peasant girl is sold into slavery, but who saves her kingdom from destruction. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. British-born novelist Richard Adams is best known for Watership Down and The Plague Dogs. His latest is Maya, which is set in a mythical land where a peasant girl is sold as a bed slave, yet saves her empire's army from destruction. Richard Adams was born in 1920, a solitary child who lived a fantasy life in which he created a kingdom out of his parents' country garden.
The garden existed on 2 levels. It was the garden, all right. I knew where all the flowers and birds were and that, but it was also an imaginary kingdom of which I was the king.
Richard Adams' father would read to him for hours such tales as Treasure Island.
If you wanted to pretend you were Jim Hawkins, your father was quite ready to be Long John Silver. Really, I had, you could almost say, the ideal childhood for a potential writer.
Adams joined the British Civil Service in 1948.
I lived and worked in this world for 25 years, finishing up as the head of department in charge of air pollution for the whole of England and Wales.
Adams claims credit for a milestone anti-pollution law, Britain's Clean Air Act of 1968. Richard Adams began writing fantasies in his mid-40s, but his 4th book proved to be a departure from his earlier work.
Somebody took me to see O Calcutta, and I came away quite disgusted with O Calcutta. It seemed to me like little kids scrawling on a lavatory wall or something. And I said to my friend, "Well, if that's erotic, I can do better myself."
So he wrote The Girl in a Swing, which he describes as a novel of the sheer beauty, joy, and dignity of physical love, which is also a ghost story.
I remember one girl who told me she finished The Girl in a Swing at 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was afraid to go upstairs to bed.
Richard Adams' newest novel, Maya, published by Knopf, returns him to his fantasy world of Bechla. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. English novelist Richard Adams writes in the tradition of Tolkien, creator of The Hobbits. For Adams, it was rabbits, the furry heroes of his first novel, Watership Down. In his latest book, Maya, Adams, like Tolkien, has created his own world with its own flora and fauna, water and weather. It's the tale of a slave girl who plies her erotic charms and becomes a national heroine. Here's Adams.
It is hard work making up fantasy worlds, and Maya was an enormous labor. It took 4 years to write Maya.
Which is more than 1,000 pages long.
People always say, "Oh, you're a fantasy writer," as though this puts you somewhere apart. But in fact, if you come round the author's side of the net and play the game from his end of the court, it's all fantasy. It doesn't much matter whether you're writing about hobbits or rabbits or detectives like James Bond.
Richard Adams came to the U.S. to pay tribute to a mentor and friend, the mythologist Joseph Campbell, now in his 80s. Adams says Campbell's book, The Hero with 1,000 Faces, changed his life.
If it wasn't for Joseph Campbell, those books wouldn't be there on that table now. I would never have written anything. I'd worshipped Joseph Campbell for years before ever I thought about writing Watership Down. But when you've read Joseph Campbell, you understand about storytelling and about the nature of the story.
Watership Down came about as the result of the tale of the rabbits that Richard Adams told his young daughters. Those daughters are now adult and married.
Maybe my daughters are a little old now for stories about rabbits, but I expect there'll be some grandchildren along in a minute, and they could have some rabbits.
Novelist Richard Adams. Knopf has published his latest fantasy, Maya, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.